testing, testing, 1, 2, 1, 2, testing, 1, 2, in the place to be.
This is the revolution.
And, I was wondering, did you guys ever play live STV on the radio before the EP came out, or was it just kind of a studio?
Yeah, we played lots of times live STV on the radio, but nothing, it wasn't that cohesive, or it was long. Lots of long songs.
You guys probably weren't playing with a drummer back then, I guess, or did you guys have somebody?
We were sometimes. I mean, we did this before the EP came out, we did kind of an improvisational set at this club called Stinger. And we would just kind of go up there and start making up stuff and take song suggestions from the crowd. I was just up there with a microphone and Dave had his samplers, and sometimes we would have a drummer, like Dave's brother would drum with us, and we just invite people up on the stage and play tambourines and all sorts of stuff. So sometimes at the end of an hour and 45 minutes, we'd kind of be sitting in the audience, kind of half drunk and watching some 45-year-old guy with a cowbell was freestyling. So yeah, it was, you didn't miss anything. It was fun.
There were some moments though. There was some really funny stuff.
So what's it like now when you guys play live? I've heard that you guys sound a bit different live than you do on the records. Is that, is that intentional, or is that, do you guys approach the songs in a different way? Obviously, you probably can't do as much of the electronic stuff.
We actually sound different live than we do live. I mean, it's like, we really have changed it, like, probably like 50 times since. I mean, when Tunda and I were playing, it was just a DJ Coffin with samplers and drum machines and echo pedals. And then Kip joined in, it was a guitar and echo pedals and the DJ Coffin and all that stuff. And then, my MPC got smashed on an airline, so we had to go on tour, and we just decided to do, guitar versions of all the songs. So then we started doing it with just guitar, and then we started adding more pedals and echoes and ambient sounds to it, and then we decided to get another MPC 2000. So now it's back to more where we started, but with a drummer and a bass player. I don't know, it changes a lot.
It's more akin to what was happening at Stinger as far as instrumentation is concerned right now, except that it's with more discipline.
Yeah, we're not actually doing Maneater covers.
Because you got the organ, and the organ was there then, all this and whatnot. Yeah.
So we added a bunch of stuff back into the equation. But yeah, it's more in sync with how we started, actually. Because, the rock show that we took on tour was fun, but it wasn't where we came from, and it wasn't really where we were going. It was just kind of a spur of the moment thing, and it worked out cool. I mean, we had a lot of fun doing it, but now we're getting back into this other place. Yeah.
I was looking at your website. It looks like you guys have a pretty massive tour coming up.
Yeah, it's going to get hectic. Yeah, we're going to be out for a long time. I think it's like 5.5 weeks in the U.S. and 6 weeks in Europe, and it's going to be pretty crazy.
Have you guys toured in Europe already?
No, it's going to be the first time. Yeah, we're going to go break some things.
It's going to be a bit harrowing.
Oh, yeah, I'm pretty excited. I want to drive on the other side of the street because I'm bored with being on the left side.
We get to go to London in February to play some shows, which is kind of a precursor to getting over there.
Do you guys know if your record's been doing as well over there as it has been here in New York?
No idea.
I mean,
we get a lot
of covers or anything like that.
We get a lot of email from different places. We get email from Brazil, and yeah, it's just really strange. But I don't really know what that translates into, other than it's kind of, it's cool that it's even that far. I think we're more amazed by the geography of it than we don't really know where we're doing the best in. I'm sure that there's probably somewhere in Europe on the side of a boat people listen to our record.
A little dance party.
Yeah, hopefully. But so I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how this whole thing pans out over there. I mean, we obviously really wanted to do well over there. So,
do you guys have any more shows coming up in New York? I know you guys played with ESG last month, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. We're doing the East River Music Project benefit. That's on Friday.
The secret location?
Yeah, the secret location. No, I don't know the location.
I don't know if they have a street. It's on South Fifth. It's a loft on South Fifth. And if you're in the know, you'll find the flyer. But it's with Parson Labor and Big A Little A and Brasilia and another band. I don't have the flyer.
I think it's Hall & Oates.
I'm not missing anyone. Just don't remember.
I go see Hall & Oates and a lot of
this stuff.
It's Chris Cross, Christopher Cross, and Chris Christopherson, and TV on the radio.
Well, I'm sure you guys have places to be and everything, so...
No, man, I'm with you all day.
No?
Yeah, man, we're down.
You want to meet the public service?
Now that our blood sugar's back, we're going to open up the phone lines.
This specifically goes out to the New Jersey Transit bus driver who called the cops on me yesterday because he thought that I was a terrorist when he was taking me from my daughter's house in Jersey to Port Authority. Thank you for keeping us safe. 4 to 5 million American men have low testosterone. Symptoms may include low libido, depression, fatigue, and loss of strength. What many men don't know is that treatments are available. To learn more, visit mytestosterone.com. That's mytestosterone.com. This has been a public service from WNYU.
Kipstestosterone.com.
All right, well, thanks a lot for coming up here, you guys.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I'm sure your record's going to do really well here at the station and all around New York, so it's a pleasure to have you guys up before you hit the big time. We haven't already. But if you guys ever want to come back, you're more than welcome to come back again.
Yeah, can we dedicate this last song to the door guy at Bowery Poetry Club who needs a hug, and this is our way of giving him the hug that he needs.
All right, so we're going to hear one last track from your new record out on March 6th, you said?
March
9th. Those numbers look similar, so I get confused. March 9th, it's called...
Poppy.
It's called Poppy.
This track is.
And it's called, called Poppy. All right, thanks for coming up, guys, and be right back in about 10 minutes with the club calendar. I forgot about it. It's a good thing. Radio. Yeah, sure. What's your name?